Bible Fellowship Church. I want to start today with a very convicting quote from Paul David Tripp. He says, "You disobey not because you lack the good or the God-given grace to obey, but because you love something more than the God who's given you that grace." Let me read that one more time. "You disobey not because you lack the God-given grace to obey, but because you love something more than the God who's given you that grace." I don't know about you, but for me, that is a gut punch. It is a very convicting statement. Our disobedience is never, ever God's fault. As much as we know that God is not responsible for our behavior, we have subtle ways of shifting the blame to Him. Are we mindful of that? Probably not always. But all of the if-onlys that we tend to use, for example, if only God had done this, I would have that. If only I had more time, I could spend more time in the Word. If only my husband or wife had been more romantic, I wouldn't have flirted with my coworker. You get the message. We could go on and on with excuses for our disobedience. God is present with us everywhere we go. He's sovereign over every situation, every relationship, and every location in our lives. So why do we blame other people for our circumstances or the things that we do? When we do that, we're actually blaming God. We're saying that God didn't give us what we needed to be what He has called us to do and what He has called us to be. We are essentially saying, my problem isn't a heart problem. My problem is a lack of grace problem. For instance, we might say, if God had given me this, I wouldn't have done that. This is a self-excusing lifestyle. This argument was first made in the Garden of Eden after the rebellion of Adam and Eve, when Adam said, "The woman you gave me made me do it." And Eve said, "The devil made me do it." We try to defend ourselves when we don't want to face the ugliness of the sin that still lives in our hearts. Remember last week, the dirty dishes on the inside with a sparkling cleanness on the outside? We blame others or something else to make us look clean and sinless. It's hard for us to accept that our words and behavior are not caused by what's outside us, but what's inside us, our hearts. Let's look at Luke 6:43-45. It says, "For no good tree bears bad fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." The scriptures are clear that every wrong we do flows out of the thoughts and desires of our heart. But when we admit this and confess our sins, we begin to feel the need for grace. We get excited about what God's grace is and how it can change us. If we convinced ourselves that we are not the problem, but people and situations are, we're not excited about God's provision of powerful forgiveness or His transforming grace. We think we don't need it. But I'm telling you, we do need it. We need God's grace. As you go about your week, I challenge you to take a look at your actions, your behaviors, your words. Do you subtly allow patterns of blaming God enter into your life by blaming other people or blaming situations? I pray that we would all stop blaming someone else or situations from keeping us from obedience. Ask forgiveness and soak in God's grace so you are clean on the inside. And when someone else needs grace, you can squeeze that wonderful, powerful grace onto them. I hope you have a great week.